are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen.
Today we're going to talk about change.
We're not talking about the change you get when you go to the store.
Change is a verb that means to make something or somebody different.
Weather changes.
People change.
Our friends change.
Seasons change.
Our homes change when we move.
Our school changes as we get older.
Our bodies change as we grow.
So we will experience lots and lots of changes in our lives. But the most important changes we make are the ways God wants us to change. He's growing and grooming us into the likeness of His Son, Jesus.
And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Jesus never changes.
He is perfect.
He has no sin.
And in today's world, sports heroes and movie stars are role models. People want to dress like them and act like them.
But we want to be like Jesus.
We want to follow Him.
So how can you change to be more like Jesus? What kind of things can you do? Kendall?
Treat people with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Tell others about Him.
Mm-hmm. Miranda?
Change our bad habits.
Bad habits. I guess we all have some bad habits, don't we, if we're honest with ourselves?
You could change by praying more and reading the Bible more.
Mm-hmm. That's certainly there to help you.
The Bible says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me.
When we love and forgive others, our hearts change.
When we read and study God's word and fill our days with His ways, our minds change.
And Jesus wanted His disciples to change, and He taught them a lesson with little children. Here's what He said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So, you all are children. Why do you think Jesus spoke these words to his disciples? Why did he want his disciples to be more like you? Who has an idea?
Because we believe things.
Mm-hmm.
We love a lot more.
I think you do. You give lots of hugs to people, probably that you just first meet and stuff, don't you? Abby?
Today, I hugged the lunch mom because this other girl did too, because she's really, really nice.
Oh, that's very nice.
The disciples thought that children didn't matter.
They thought that Jesus was too important to have time for kids.
But Jesus told them everyone mattered to him.
Even children.
Jesus knew that children had faith and didn't judge others.
Jesus knew that children loved and trusted him.
He saw their faith as small but strong.
Let the children come to me, Jesus said.
Let the children come, each and every one. Jesus called them and he said, let the children come.
Let the children come.
Let the little children come.
Now, we've been talking about changes that we need to make and others need to make. How about God? Does he ever change?
No.
James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
God loves us all the same.
He doesn't have favorites.
He gives us all so much.
That will never change.
His love is always there for us.
And his forgiveness is there when we confess our sins and turn away from them.
Numbers 23, verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill?
God is faithful.
God will never break a promise.
God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways, he will help you. In times of trouble, he will save you. Put your hope in the Lord.
with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's his promise.
God said, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's his promise.
God said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, 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 God will never break his promise.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your love and care. Everything around us will change, but you never will. We can trust you and put our faith in you. We know that you will guide us and take care of us. Change us, Lord. Teach us and guide us. We want to be like your Son. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you'd like to contact us, here is our phone number. 1-800-527-5522. That number again is 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
We have music and programs that are available online at www.karenandkids.com.
We are all working to make God's kingdom grow.
Share His good news.
Read God's word.
Pray for God's direction.
And remember,
God wants us to change
and be more like Jesus.
See you next time!
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.